Video: This is a tragedy. Shark mauls spear fisherman to death in Australia. By Amy Furr on June 7, 2026. A 35-year-old spear fisherman was killed Saturday during a shark attack off Michaelmas Island in Australia. The loss has shaken his family and community members while adding yet another fatality to the country's ever-growing list of shark attack victims. Law enforcement said it was the third fatal shark attack over the past 4 weeks, and the most recent incident happened near Albany, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Saturday's victim was rushed to Albany and where paramedics tried to save his life but were unsuccessful. Now, authorities suspect a 15-foot shark was responsible for the death, and hours earlier a tagged great white set off a receiver near the scene of the mauling, according to 9.com.au. However, it was unknown if that shark was the one that killed the fisherman. Great white sharks are found in temperate and subtropical seas and are at the top of the food chain, per NOAA Fisheries. 9 News Australia identified the most recent victim as Daniel Turpin. In a statement, his loved ones said, "Our family is devastated by this tragic loss and are still coming to terms with what has happened. Daniel brought enormous joy to the lives of those who knew and loved him, and he will be deeply missed." The outlet noted his family was with him when he was attacked. The last death was on May 24 on the Great Barrier Reef. Before that on May 16, another fatal attack happened northwest of Albany near Rottnest Island, the AP article said. Both of those victims were also spear fishermen. Australia's only other fatal shark attack this year occurred in January, when a 12-year-old boy died in a hospital days after he was mauled by a bull shark in Sydney Harbour, the outlet said. Locals near Michaelmas Island have been told be cautious following the recent attack, and WA Premier Roger Cook said, "This is a tragedy and my thoughts are with the victim's family and friends, as well as the first responders. I know members of the local community will wrap their arms around them, and I urge those who are impacted to reach out for support."